ESPN Rochester.
You can meet your Rochester Americans tonight as we continue live from the distillery on Mount Hope Avenue. Welcome to the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for listening on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. Thanks to our guests so far, of course, the great Don Stevens, voice of the Amerks. We had a chance to talk to Amerks head coach Chris Taylor just a few minutes ago, and now we're very fortunate to be joined by new Amerks goalie Scott Wedgwood. Scott, welcome to the Sports Bar.
Thank you very much. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I mean,
got a face for radio, so it'll work.
Oh, you're all good. You're with friends here. I mean, growing up in Ontario, I'm sure playing youth hockey, you came through our town once or twice, or maybe just a few times before.
Well, when I signed here, my dad and I were talking, and we were always in Amherst. There was a bunch of rinks and tournaments up there, and he mentioned Rochester, but I don't remember it. I don't know how we did or who we played or how it all went down. But I was in the car and probably woke up when I got here, so. Yeah, I've been here once or twice.
A typical life of a youth hockey player, right? I mean, just constantly traveling, going on to the next tournament, and forgetting where you were the weekend before.
Yeah, no bills, no care, just get on the ice and play, and mom and dad did the rest.
Well, I mean, that's got to be fun for your folks then. I mean, they're going to be a short drive away, coming down, I would think.
Yeah, first time, obviously, in Jersey. It's 10 hours from home. I've driven that a few times, and then I was with them forever, and Albany was not bad. It was another 2-3 hours from here. So they've made that kind of trek until you turn down. But, this will be the first time within 3-4 hours. Even in Plymouth, my junior career, that was 4 hours. So this might be the closest, actually.
Well, we just mentioned you traveled a lot as a young kid going around, playing younger hockey. But this past season, you did a lot of traveling around. You started out with the Devils organization where you spent, the earlier parts of your career. And then you go from there to Arizona and then to L.A., and now you're in Buffalo. What was that season like last year, transitioning from team to team to team? And did you ever really feel comfortable at all to start and throughout the whole year?
Well, the funny thing was I played one game with Binghamton in Laval, got called up, got traded, and played for Arizona the second day. I got traded to them in Philly and then back-to-back in Detroit. And that second game in Philly is my second hockey game in over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I got hurt twice. Well, lost the whole season the year before. And then the year before that, I had a high ankle sprain and a shoulder separation the first time. So I haven't played much hockey. And then, again, trade Arizona was an opportunity to play in the NHL, which anybody would take. And, and the year came to an end, and you look back, we started this year, and you played 20 NHL hockey games. That was unbelievable for a goalie and resume and things like that. And then obviously moving and, coordinating things with the family and the girlfriend and where we were going and where I was staying and all that kind of stuff wears on you. It was definitely different because I've played 4 years in Plymouth. I got drafted by Jersey and just – obviously went through Trenton and Albany and then Binghamton just as the team was. So it was still familiarity, just different spots. But definitely trying to coordinate and meet new people and fit in and then obviously have to do it all over again twice was a challenge. But, I'm happy to be here and happy to sign somewhere that obviously I feel very welcome right away. And it's fit very well with my family and myself so far.
Go ahead, Brad.
Getting that NHL experience last year, had to have been huge for the growth and development in your game. Now you come in here into the Sabres organization where, you're probably going to be looked upon to be starter here and then on call whenever you need it up in Buffalo. What did you take the most out of that experience last year in Arizona and moving forward into this season?
Well, I think when you look at the numbers from last year, it doesn't look like I did very well. And, that obviously is not always the goalie's fault, and I'm not going to blame anyone else's fault for it. But for me, it was something that, every day I went to the rink, I felt I did a good job. And, sheet-wise and reporter-wise and, people that view the game differently than people that are in it obviously take their own opinions. But my goalie coach and, Corey Schwab, who I was working with there in Arizona, and then down with Dusty Emo in Ontario, and people that I have close in my circle, Stan Matuizma, my goalie guy from Plymouth from years. So, we looked at our game. There was not many problems. It was just, pucks went in the net, and that's hockey sometimes. You got beat by a better team. And that kind of just kind of, I guess, humbled myself a little bit and gave myself some more confidence after, because no matter what happened, you had to play and you had to do your job. You got six on you one night or a shutout the next. It didn't really matter until you showed up and did it that day. So I prepared the same way. And I think obviously getting the time to know that I can play there and not having the best record from it almost makes you want it more and another shot at it. So coming here and knowing that I'm going to have some minutes and a chance to get my game back and actually play some games will be nice for me, because it doesn't feel like I've done much of that over the last 2 years.
Scott, how important is that? I mean, we talked about how much you've moved around over the course of the last 12 months. I mean, how important is that going to be for your confidence in your personal life? I mean, you're talking about moving your family around and everything that comes with what you are, having now some stability, knowing like this is a place where you have a big opportunity. How important is all of that off ice? Is that any sort of distraction for you going into the season?
I wouldn't call it a distraction, but I definitely call it, you know, a little bit of a worry or worrisome or something like that. Just it plays parts. So in the off season, being an unrestricted free agent and talking to teams and obviously talking to Buffalo, it was a major point to be able to play, go somewhere where you're wanted. And when it came down to the last few teams and who we were talking to, and, you know, obviously Steve Greeley and Jason Botterill and Randy Sexton were obviously communicating to my agent and myself pretty frequently through the last, you know, week or so of the negotiations. And it was just a very welcoming feeling. It was comfortable. I knew I would get a chance to play and get my game back. And they had confidence not only just to get me here, but to get me here and develop me into what they think I could be. And that was something that not a lot of teams said. Obviously, people were like, oh, you have experience. We could use that if anything happens. And Buffalo kind of came across and said, listen, we want you here, and we don't want you here for just a year. We want you here to work. We want you here to get better and prove us that we're right and that there's something in the future in you. And, you know, that goes a long way, not even just for your self-confidence and where you're going, but also the feeling that you're going to have with your family and stuff coming here to obviously, you know, hopefully upgrade to a future.
He's the new goalie of the Amherst. We're getting to learn a little bit about Scott Wedgwood, our guest here in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. Scott, there are 31 teams in this league, and I'm sure in 31 cities, they're all optimistic about the roster. And this is going to, you know, it's a season for optimism here in early October. But that being said, this roster here in Rochester, we've been around here a few years where we haven't seen this collection of talent. Is there reason for optimism in your mind when you look at the guys in front of you?
Absolutely. You know, just once again, going back to those negotiations for myself, the Rochester lineup was brought up very clear and very frequently in the talks because of what they have. And obviously last year was a step for them, and they had a lot of guys come back that did really well. And you look at that defensive, you know, six plus the four to five guys, however many we keep here to in the whole lineup, it's going to be very impressive to watch those guys play in front of me. And that's a comfortable feeling as a goaltender when you can trust who's in front of you. And then up front, you know, I've witnessed it over the last couple of days and through camp with guys that they can put pucks in the net, and it's a little harder on me in practice sometimes, but it's very impressive. And then obviously with the coaching staff and the management and everything we have on hand in the facility, I didn't actually know it was here, playing over the years in the basement in the room, and you got a nice setup and we're treated awesome. So, you know, we have all the tools that we need to do something successful, and you know, that's kind of a reason I think all of us are here, is we know what's around us and we know what we can do.
Scott, we're running up against it. Happy hour is upon us. You've been great with your time. I know you've got something in front of you that they gave you. They've already put you to work. You've got to promote something.
Want to talk about our home opener for a second. The team's selling individual tickets on the party deck. If you visit amherst.com/deck for more info, they'll be there, and it's just a little something I got to do while I'm on here.
Absolutely.
Get paid for it, I guess.
We know about that party deck. The party deck is a good way to start your night if you're going to take in an Amherst game. And, of course, the season kicks off Friday night from Blue Cross Arena. The new goalie of the Rochester Americans joining us here on the Sports Bar, Scotty Wedgwood. Scott, it's great to meet you. Great to have you on. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. All right, bud?
You guys as well. I appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of the evening here. Meet the fans. It's meet the Amherst night here at the Distillery of Mount Hope Avenue. We've got more next in the Sports Bar, including Justin Bailey. Another round of shots coming up. And before we wrap up shop here at the Sports Bar, Jack Doherty, newest Amherst to join us here. All on the way, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.